Thank you, Mr. President. Three brief comments. One, in addition to what NPA mentioned on a focal point on the environment, we would also like states parties to consider introducing a focal point on mine risk education to ensure this area of work is adequately covered. We would also like to suggest that there be a separate standalone agenda item at treaty meetings on this life-saving intervention, so it gets the attention it deserves. Currently, it tends to get sidelined, and sometimes we even run out of time before it gets covered. Second point is on the universalization coordination group. We would like to propose that the mandate of this group be extended to also include coordination of collective action to further strengthen the norm banning landmines by addressing matters related to the use, production, and transfer of the weapon, and engaging in a dialogue with those countries still engaging in use. And finally, on the Committee on Article 5 implementation, clearly this committee has an enormous amount of work these days with the extension requests, but also just following up on past work plans. And so we would like states parties to consider any range of options to support their work. One that we've suggested, but also the EU proposed at the intersessional meetings, is an informal Article 5 support group that could be made up of both the Article 5 committee members, but also external partners, stakeholders, and donor countries that are states parties, in order to support their work, not just on the extension requests, but on implementation of Article 5 more broadly.